Scripts from Trial Monitor Tests for Primary School Students, February 2013 issue. Trial Monitor Test 1. Part 1. An interview with Susan Boyle, a well-known English singer. You will hear an interview with Susan Boyle. Decide whether the statements 1 to 7 are true, A, or false, B. Script 1. And now listen to our interview with a lady with a big voice. Ladies and gentlemen, Susan Boyle. Susan, welcome to our radio.
Thank you.
Susan, your story is like the story of Cinderella. On one day you were a normal woman living in Blackburn, Scotland, and on the next day all Britain loved you. How do you feel about it?
Well, it's fantastic and strange. Suddenly people greet me in the streets. They like my singing. Yeah, I enjoy it very much.
Susan, when did you start singing?
I've been singing all my life. I used to sing for charity and in church.
And then you entered the TV show Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah, I did. It was the best thing I've ever done.
How did you feel when all the people in the room were applauding? Some were even crying.
Oh, it was great. I was really happy. And I know my mother would be happy too. I entered the competition for my mother's sake.
Your debut album is very popular. It's the best-selling ever debut album in Britain. How has fame changed your life?
Well, I've moved to a quiet part of London. I work very hard.
How do you like living in London? Where do you go shopping?
You know, I don't go out much. I prefer the quiet of home. And you know, I must work hard.
How about Scotland? Don't you miss your home?
Yes, of course. I go there sometimes, but you know, life's a change and you have to move on sometime.
Susan, you've changed a lot since we saw you first time. You look simply great.
Thanks. Yes, I even wear high heels sometimes.
There's a musical called I Dreamed a Dream about your life. What do you think of it?
Oh, I like it. I hope people will like it.
Susan, my last question. Why do you sing?
Because I love singing, and I love to entertain people.
Thank you, Susan. Part 2, Taking a Taxi. You will hear a conversation. For the statements 8 to 13, choose the correct answer A, B, or C. There is always only one correct answer. Script 2.
Hey, taxi.
Hi, where to?
I'm going to the city.
No problem. Are you on holiday in London?
Well, no, I'm on a business trip. I'm having a meeting at the Bank of England at 10.
Oh, I see. Do you get any time for sightseeing?
Oh yeah, we have a day off tomorrow and our colleagues will show us round London.
That's nice.
Yes. Excuse me, how long does it take to get to the city?
Well, that all depends on the traffic, but it shouldn't take more than 25 minutes.
Okay. Do you have the time, please?
Yeah, it's 9:15.
Thanks. By the way, do you know any good restaurants near Covent Garden that are not very expensive?
Well, Porter's is very popular. They serve good English classics like pies, fish and chips and steaks.
Sounds great. How do I get there from the city?
Well, there are buses that run that way, but you'd have to change to the underground. It's best to take a taxi.
OK, thanks.
Here we are, right in front of the bank.
How much do I have to pay?
It's £12.50.
Here you are.
Out of 20, that's £7.50 back.
Just give me 5.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Part 3. Tigers. You will hear the text about tigers. Listen and fill in the missing words. Script 3. Tigers are the biggest cats. They live in steamy hot jungles as well as the icy cold forests of Asia. There are no tigers native to Africa. Tigers can reach up to 3.3 metres long and weigh up to 230 kilograms. Most tigers are orange-brown with black stripes, but there are white tigers too. They have excellent eyesight and hunt mostly at night. Unlike most cats, tigers like the water and are good swimmers. They can easily jump over 5 meters in distance. Tigers are in danger because people hunt them and destroy their homes. There are more tigers held privately as pets than there are in the wild.